Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Last week we were talking about GAA Palestine, which is a team of 33 children, 14 mentors. They were due to travel to Ireland for a summer tour this coming Friday, the 18th of July. And we were chatting to their founder last week because they were denied entry. Their visas were denied. And Stephen Redmond, who's the founder of GAA Palestine, was with me on the show to talk about, well, an appeal really to try and get those visas passed, accepted, whatever had to be done. Stephen is back with me in studio today because it was the final day. What's the update?
Today's the final day. We need to know by 5 o'clock if the government or the Ministry of Mr. Callaghan, if he will accept the children coming over. Yesterday I flew in to Dublin from London and I met up with other members of the executive. We made ourselves available at the Ministry of Justice all day. We waited at St. Stephen's Green. Throughout the day, we were assured that there would be a meeting with some senior official. At 4:45 yesterday, I was sent an email in which I was told to seek this resolution through the appeals process. Now, the appeals process could drag on for a long time. However, we have submitted the appeals process today. It would have been received by the department by 1 o'clock. However, we do need to deal with this expeditiously. The minister knows that. And today I've been around the door. We've been invited in to meet with political parties. And I'd like to thank all political parties because we are a GAA organisation. Mm. So it's a broad spectrum of political views and parties that support us right across the country.
Yeah, so when I spoke to you, Stephen, last week when you got word, I think it might have been, was it last Wednesday or Thursday we spoke on the show? Yeah, but the day you'd found out that evening that the applications had been denied and you were with me here on the show that afternoon to talk about the fact that the Department of Justice in a statement had quite clearly said, there is an appeals process, you can submit that application. Why was there a delay from then till now to do it?
Well, we just don't know. We've been stonewalled.
You launched the application last week or for the appeal last week?
No, because the appeal could be dragged out. What we were hoping for was the minister to use what he has within his remit is discretion. So once we put in the appeal could be dragged out and preclude us from making the trip. So we're hoping that the minister will use his discretion today. And if I may say again, we satisfied the requirements of legislation. And as soon as the Israeli embassy or the Irish embassy in Israel sent on the documents to the Department of Justice, they only do that when they're satisfied.
So the applications for the 33 children and the 14 mentors were approved when you submitted them to the Irish Embassy at Tel Aviv?
Yes, correct.
Yeah, but then when you submitted them this side of the Emerald Isle, they were declined. And the Department of Justice said that there was lacking in some information, wasn't it? There was more information required.
There's been a lot of rebuttals. I mean, you can put it down to an error in transference of documents, but there's a lot of rebuttals. I mean, we would expect maybe something subjective from the Ministry of Justice, upon receiving the documents from the Irish Embassy in Israel. But what they have rebutted us with is just beyond. I mean, I believe now they're looking for old passports. I mean, people cut up their old passports. This is how crazy it is right now. If it was children coming from another nation, would they have got in without the visas? Well, they are. They're getting in. We believe, there's an issue because, people are saying it's because they're Palestinian. I'm not pointing fingers. I don't want to point fingers, but we are very upset. People across the country. In fact, this has increased the rank and file support base right across the country, north to south, east to west.
The global support for
global support,
for the
South
GAA
America.
Palestine.
We've had contacts from New York, Chicago, Italy, etc. And you have to excuse me today. I am really tired. I've been going 5 days, very little sleep. So I'm actually quite dressed even today. This is the final day and I have to see it out. And it's not just me. It's all the volunteers are working hard on this.
The Department of Justice, I see in a statement on this, had said that, you know, it appreciated the decision to refuse the applications had caused disappointment. They were given very careful consideration. The reasons for the refusal had been communicated in the decision letter. Each application decided on its own merit. But it is the case that the organisation of event, no matter how good the intention, does not guarantee that a visa will be subsequently granted. When I asked you at the very start today, is it the final deadline? So at 5 p.m. today, that means once you pass 5 o'clock, this trip can't go ahead. Is that right?
It can't go ahead. We have to know today because the visas would have to be issued tomorrow in order for us to travel over the border into Jordan so they can get their flights.
Yeah. And just to give listeners a sense of, I think you had touched on it last week, how much does the organisation stand to lose financially, Stephen, if this doesn't go ahead?
$40,000. I mean, we had to put forward a proof of the flights, which was $38,000. Plus, we've had to pay some hotel fees, etc. But you're talking, we are trying to see if we can make a resolution with Egypt Airlines on this. But, you know, from the start, I mean, we put this application in on the 19th of May, which was a 4-week process. 3 weeks later, I found up to find out this bundle was set aside due to what I was told was procedural issues over the amount of children that were traveling. We couldn't find anything to do with it and issues within the procedures, or there was no new policy either. We would then ask for a plethora of additional information in order to proceed. We provided that. Then, unfortunately, Iran started bombing Israel, and in retaliation for the for Israel attacking Iran, after that had ceased, they came back to work, and then we were told a number of documents had been missing. We had to resubmit them.
And so, you're satisfied they've all been relodged?
They were satisfied. The Irish embassy in Israel was satisfied. Yeah. Okay. We met regulations.
What is it, 25 to 2 this afternoon, is there a formal meeting planned to take place today? Or
no,
where do you go from here when you leave us?
No, I'm going to go back to the door now, hopefully meet with some ministers. I hope there could be some fringe talks about this. And I welcome Minister O'Callaghan to challenge us, you know, even to challenge us. You know, we have the executive here today on St. Stephen's Green waiting to show the documents. We have proof of it. Challenge us or come to a resolution with us.
All right. Well, listen, Stephen, we'll keep listeners updated on developments there. Stephen Redmond, who's the founder of GA Palestine. Stephen, thanks a million for joining us here on Lunchtime Live today.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.